Our FPU Nepal has been assigned as a security duty and engagement duty with POC site. So every day, 24/7, we have to leave them. We have to make our day passing with them. So just this is the hot touching matter. You know, we are seeing that they are facing the several problems. That's why just I think there is a school, primary school, and even people, small children's like my son, daughter, like they are sitting the soil, and without having the good material of educational material, also they don't have more than 80 people can sit, small children. I think I can imagine that they are South Sudan's future. They have the responsibility to build up the nation. That's why they must not be deprived.
You said you look at those girls and those young boys at the POC like your sons and your daughters back home in Nepal.
Yeah.
That is from the heart of humanity.
Yeah.
After you delivered all those materials, scholastic materials to those children, we understand everyone was happy. The children were happy. The teachers were also very, very happy. So what was your objective of sending all these scholastic materials?
My country, Nepal, also have been suffering the conflict. And more than 10 years, our people were suffered. And I have bad experience. You know, my country's experiences is applying here.
We understand that the Nepalese FPU here in Bor have been also engaging these people in the POC in agriculture and many other productive things. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. You know, not only agriculture, you know, inside the POC we have a demonstrate one agricultural farm, like greenery home. At least other people from POC can learn from there. Yeah, if they need, we will have a plan to deliver them seeds, some type of seeds. They can do it. Other thing, you know, the people inside the POC, they have been suffering for the many type of disease, so they don't have enough medical facility. So we have some facility, we have a doctor, we have a skill. So why should not they be supported? We used to have conducting the medical camp, even pregnant women and other children also suffering. So our doctor used to go there and supporting the POC doctor.
I know people must be very happy with this. And your objective must be that despite the fact that there's conflict in South Sudan,
sure,
you don't want people to remain behind in education. Do you have plans?
I have a plan already. It was approved from the UNMISS, you know. So next month, we will have to make a mutual football and volleyball competition with POC people. We already have purchased some vest and game dress from my country. I have a football, I have a basketball, I have a volleyball. I will go with this material in POC side, and we will make another ceremony with them.
What will be your message to the people in the POC and to the rest of peacekeepers who are here?
Yeah.
What do you think they can also do to support them?
Final message is that whatever, wherever, inside the South Sudan, many places, their own house is abandoned. Yeah, one village is abandoned because they are fearing the conflict. Yeah, they are struggling each other. So this time, at least they are living inside the POC. It means they are living under the protection of enemies.